When you finalized the design, tell me, were you out on the field, or what was your part after doing the design for the Alaska State Department of Highways and then working with the contractors? What was your role when production began?
I left the state in May of, about June of 1972, and at that time it was on hold. There were some legal disputes they were trying to figure out. And I went then to Houston in 1973 and worked on design of other elements in the pipeline, some of the other bridges and things like that. But I was a consultant then on this bridge to Alyeska construction. When they have little construction problems or something, I would be the second eyes and ears. But the state project people took over and continued on because it was their job on the construction part. And they bid the job, and Manston Osberg Gem Construction Company, Gems up there in Fairbanks, got the job and did a good job.
Tell me then a little bit of a post-history after that period of time of the Yukon Bridge. What have you done, and what are you doing now?
Like I said, after following that construction, we were also building the rest of the pipeline, of course. And there were a number of other bridges. I helped develop the concepts for a lot of the other bridges and then designed the big Gulcana Bridge, which ran into similar problems here. They were going to bury it, and they couldn't do it. So that was fast-tracked design build in about 6 months. That was interesting. And I checked the Denali Fault thing that was in the paper. You know, the pipeline worked good there. I did a review of the design of that. I didn't design it. I just did a review. And just, catch all things like that. And so that occupied, up until about 76 or so. And then subsequently, we've gone back and reconstructed a lot of the access bridges on the pipeline. So, I've been literally working on this for many years. We did design the cableways for construction down Thompson Pass following that, too.
An idea, is that still part of the pipeline access, yeah, the Thompson Pass area?
It was the way they got to it. There's some of these in that. Back of that is a picture there, a yellow-looking thing. If he's there, okay. That, if you pull that out, you'll see what that looks like.
Okay.
See, that describes how that was all done during those days. It's 30 years now in October that we did that. And I was down there, hanging off the cliff, but, trying to make sure the designs would work for the big cableways that we designed. Two of them. We put up two of them.